Everyone loves a good rewatch. Everybody, okay? We've got our favorite series. We can play them back because we got the fucking time right now. And you know what? We love it too. There's a great rewatch podcast that we're excited to play a clip for you on. And it's called the Made Women Podcast, okay? It launches March 23rd, and it's a Sopranos rewatch pod. This one's a game changer because it's actually hosted by one of the Soprano cast members themselves, Drea De Macchio, who played Adriana Lacerva, and her best friend, who's an entrepreneur and New Jersey native, Chris Kushner, is on there as well. Made Women is taking listeners straight back to the New Jersey Turnpike for a deep dive into the iconic mafioso world that truly changed the course of TV. So every week, Drea and Chris are going to unpack a different episode from the series, explore new themes and ideas, and they're going to relate the shows and the themes back to their current lives. They're going to have lively discussions, special guests, exclusive insider input, and stories from behind the scene. I actually have never listened to The Sopranos. I was a Sex and the City gal, but I need something that's like going to keep me glued to the fucking TV so I don't remember that the world is ending. And I am hella excited. After you check out this clip, go ahead and click the link in this episode, in the description, I mean, and search for Made Women on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you stream audio content, it's free. Subscribe. Enjoy these episodes while you're binging right now. And catch it after Horrible Decisions every single Monday. Enjoy.
Yo, yo, yo. Buongiorno, bitches. Welcome to Made Women. I'm Dre.
And I'm Chris. We want to let you know right from the start, we are not your average rewatch.
No fucking way. We want to give you guys an experience, my personal experience as a cast member, as an actor, and as someone on the inside.
We want to get into all that crazy shit from the show that directly relates to what we deal with in our daily lives. Parenting, working, being a wife.
Being a single mom, Chris. Being a working single mom, dating, and especially family. Because at the end of the day, that's what this show is really all about, is family.
So from our family to yours, except the kids. You don't want your kids listening to this show. We welcome you to Made Women.
Chris, you know what I did this morning?
What?
I got myself a gun. Because I'm doing this fucking podcast. Anyways, it's a show about family. So I think what Chris and I, because we are not podcasters, when we got offered the Sopranos rewatch podcast, I wasn't really sure how we would go about this. I mean, Chris wasn't on the show. I was. I barely remember anything because I'm 150 years old now. But more than anything, this show will be about relating to The Sopranos as opposed to rewatching it fully. I mean, obviously, we're going to have lots of information and trivia.
Yeah, it's a relate.
But it is a relate because there's such an emotional life on this show. And there are so many big themes that are dealt with that most people don't even have the terminology for in their everyday life. Like the whole existential factor, the whole, you know, you have this narcissistic mother, how your childhood and your subconscious play a role in your walking life. So and David Chase was the first person to really go through that.
Well, do you know Sopranos was originally listed as a dark comedy? And the more I watched the pilot, there's so much in there that's a comedy.
Oh, it's 100% a comedy.
I can't even, I mean, but it's slick, you know, you got to catch it.
Well, what is, David said that he, I can't remember what he said in an interview, but it was about how he doesn't try to go for the comedy. He's just writing the natural evolution of the characters. Mm-hmm. He also used a lot of all of that gangster innuendo stuff, the way he positions it.
It's
that
so
shit
good.
Is funny. I mean, Italians laugh a lot. We laugh a lot. That's why we're doing this show. It's really because Chris and I
just talk all day. We talk all day long.
Fucking chiacchierones. How about that word?
Did I say that right?
Chiacchierone.
Chiacchierone.
What kind of Ginzo were you?
I'm not a good one.
Oh,
this sounds like a good time for a Stu Nut's Guide to Lingo. What's a chiacchierone?
A chiacchierone.
Hold on.
Is someone who never stops fucking talking.
Oh. A Stu Nut. I know a Stu Nut.
A Stu Nut is stupid.
Yeah. You know what a faccia brute is?
That's me.
No.
I'm a fucking faccia brute.
No, you're not. A faccia brute is ugly face. Brandon and I had an argument over a word last night. A guma. He said there's an R at the end of it. I said, not the way we say it. Do you say gumar? I say guma. H.
It's spelled with a C. It's kumare. C-U-A-M-A-R-E, I think.
What? There's three spellings.
But they say, I could be totally wrong.
I looked it up. G-O-O-M-A-H.
Yes, that's what, like when you spell mozzarella, you spell it mozzarella. Like when David Chase would write his script.
If you guys can see Brandon right now and how happy he is. He's our producer, by the way.
He's winning.
He sits in. He thinks he's winning. He's only half winning.
I'm realizing that you're a real white girl.
I have to stop. I'm Italian and from Jersey. Oh my God.
You just got that ass. You just got that ass.
Oh, here we go with the ass.
We're going to show that ass on this podcast.
Oh my God.
It's going to be called the pod.
The pot ass.
The hot ass. Yeah, the way David Chase would spell things on the show, even in the script, he wouldn't let the actors even try to pronounce anything. He would actually spell it out the way he wanted it said. So mozzarella was spelled M-O-O-T-Z-E-L, whatever. You know, I need to write it down. And then gumar, which is gumare.
We say gumar.
Yeah, you say gumar, but...
Not with the R. Brandon says it with the R.
You say gumare?
No, I just say gumar for all of my gumars.
Gumar.
Yeah.
For all your gumars? Is your wife listening? What the fuck? Get in the middle.
Brandon's wife?
Get in the middle.
We need to talk to you.
Talk about an Italian. My wife, her name is Gia Batocchio.
Oh, you're done with the gumar, with all of my gumars.